Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for this week's edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, the season is winding down. Six games left, including a visit tonight from the Detroit Red Wings. Sabres fans haven't had much to look forward to this season, but tonight is an exception. We're going to get our first look at Casey Mittelstadt in a Sabres uniform. Mittelstadt was the team's first-round pick in 2017. He's considered the Sabres' top prospect. One of the best prospects in all of hockey, really. What is it about his game that makes him so special?
He's just one of the most dynamic teenagers out there. He's speedy. He's full of skill. He has terrific hockey sense. He moves so well, but he can do things at such a high rate of speed that few players can do. And this is exciting for the Sabres. This is a lost season. This is what I think is the worst season of franchise history. But to have him come at this stage of the season, I think it's excited the players, it's excited the organization, it's definitely excited the fans. And even during Wednesday's practice, you could tell the Sabres had more energy, probably the most energy I think they've had in weeks. And some of that had to do with having a day off, and they had a nice win in Toronto Monday. But a lot of that had to do with Casey Mittelstadt. He's a guy that's probably going to make the team better. He's going to make his line mates better. So there's just some excitement even for the players. But I also think we should temper expectations a little bit. He hasn't played a game since early March. The University of Minnesota didn't make the NCAA tournament. About a dozen things, it seems, had to go wrong for them not to make it, and they all went wrong. But he was still practicing with his team. He skated on his own last week. He should be somewhat fresh. But again, he's just a 19-year-old coming into the NHL. But all that said, I expect him to stand out. He's just full of skill, as I said. He's excited. I think these first couple games, you might just see that rookie boost. Guys come to the NHL and they're so excited. They play out of their minds sometimes. So I expect he'll be noticeable over this last week or two.
Well, as you mentioned, he is only 19. You've been around him for a few days now. What are your impressions of him as a person, and how is he dealing with all the attention he's getting?
He's dealt very, very well with all the attention. He's a very mature young man. I noticed that when I talked to him back in June at the NHL scouting combine here. One thing that's interesting about him was that a year ago, he mostly played high school hockey. He could have played NCAA hockey a year early. He could have played the entire season in junior, but he wanted to win a state championship at Eden Prairie High in Minnesota. It's such a big deal for Minnesota kids to partake in that. So that's what he wanted, so that's what he did. And I think that speaks to his maturity, that he was willing to sacrifice greater opportunities to pursue what was his dream. And something he said Tuesday struck me. He was talking about how grateful he is that he was able to play high school hockey, that he's able to play for the University of Minnesota, which was also his dream, and now here he is in the NHL. And this is all in a span of about a year, and he talked about his parents and the role they've had, and you don't hear that from a lot of guys, just how grateful they are sometimes.
Well, a nice win Monday in Toronto, coming back to beat the Maple Leafs, snapping a four-game losing streak, two goals for Jack Eichel that night. He was one of a group of players who got called out by coach Phil Housley just a few nights earlier.
Yes, Phil Housley, after the Sabres lost to Montreal on Friday, called out the team's leadership group, and he was clearly pointing to Jack Eichel. Late in the game, during a two-man advantage, he took the puck, and instead of setting up for the power play, he just zoomed into the slot and shot the puck, and that was the wrong play. And before Monday had been Eichel's worst stretch in months. He hadn't had a point in four games. He hadn't scored. When you factor in the ankle sprain he hadn't scored in 46 days. But right away, you could tell he was engaged. He was physical. He was getting after it. He created his own goal just a few minutes into the game by knocking Austin Matthews off the puck and going to the net. Later in the game, he scored the winner when he just kind of zoomed to the net down the left wing. And I think that's the kind of performance you expect from Jack Eichel. It was a game-breaking performance where he was the difference. He was probably the best player on the ice other than Sabres goalie Chad Johnson. Jack Eichel's basically the engine that drives the Sabre, and when he struggles, they struggle. It was no coincidence that he didn't have any points and they scored two goals in four games, which is just outrageous. So I'm interested to see how Jack Eichel can close the season. Before his ankle injury, he was probably playing the best hockey of his career. He had just been an all-star. It looked like he might flirt with a point a game or even 35 or so goals. He can still reach 30 goals. I think that's probably not going to happen, but he can still reach 60 points for the first time. There are some milestones for him.
Sabres Red Wings tonight, then just one more home game next Wednesday against Ottawa. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.